Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If it's cod, that's not so bad. Yeah. Least, yeah.
Maybe like perch or some sort of, maybe even like we said before, it's like fake fish.
Monk.
Yeah. Something like that. So who knows?
All right. Let's get Dom on the hotline and let's talk to him. I got to present my argument to him because I've been ruled against by the commissioner. And then
he's on.
Dom, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Good morning, guys.
Dom, in addition to being the legal representation of this show and of Tampa Bay, you also sit at the top of the death pool where any ruling that has been protested or objected to by the commissioner of death goes to you for a final ruling. So if you can, I'd like to make my case to you, and then your final ruling will be accepted no matter what it is.
Which is, by the way, this is on my formal resume that I submit, to the bar and to legal authority and treatises that I actually hold this position here with the show. So
head mediator. Yeah. So during the process that we pick the people for the death pool, which is usually the first couple of weeks of January, I went for a long shot pick, somebody who's young, who would get me a ton of points, and somebody who's had some problems and was in the news a lot in the last 2 years. And that person was Claudia Conway, the daughter of Kellyanne Conway, advisor to the then-president Donald Trump. She is not a Trump fan, and she would often make TikTok videos about her mother. She would secretly record her mother and embarrass her on the TikTok. And she made national news because the news outlets would pick up her TikTok stories. And then the police were called to their house several times. And then there was one point where she was kind of hinting that she was being abused by her parents. And, it was a big deal. Now, I picked her to be on the death pool, and I was ruled against by my teammates here because they said that she was not a celebrity. And I said that she falls into the category of celebrity through the media because so much of the media is reporting on her on a weekly basis, and it was ruled against, and then we find out just on Monday that she is being featured as a contestant on American Idol, and they're using it as the teaser promo for the show. And I think, how can they use it as a teaser promo if she is, in fact, not a celebrity? Why would they tease a non-celebrity person? So that is what I submitted. And I feel like now I have the option to take her back on my list and remove somebody else off, and I should be able to keep her and get any points that come with her. And it was ruled against by the commissioner of death, Brohande. I protest and turn it over to you, and I say, Dom, what say you?
Was there any objections by any of the other participants for the pick?
Well, initially, they voted. I don't remember what the voting was, but it was a majority voted against the pick initially.
Can I interject with something?
Sure.
So, one, I thought this was going to be totally unbiased, and we weren't even going to let him know who was doing the pick.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. And two, so, Dom, what was brought up was the fact that when he made the pick, we voted no, that she was not famous enough. She has subsequently become more famous over the past month. So she is more famous than she was whenever he made the pick.
Well, I don't think that that's true. I think you're more aware of her, but I don't think that she became more famous. I just think that you're more aware of her now.
Everyone's more aware of her, I would say, right?
Well, yeah, the American Idol story is like 2 days old.
Right, and she's becoming more famous now. So that's sort of the point of contention, which the commissioner of death ruled no, that
right,
he should not have that pick. So we said, obviously that's something now that if Mike wants to bring to a higher court, which is you. So there we sit now.
So the only opposition from the other members was that at the time Mike picked her, she was not as famous as she is now in the sense that she's going to be starring on American Idol and she's starting to get some media attention and following. Is that the primary argument from the dissent?
No, because there was, I mean, we initially said no, that she wasn't famous enough, so we turned that down. And then whether he could pick her as one of his original picks, since she's becoming more famous now, we voted. And how did that vote go, everybody?
There was a split decision, and yes, then it went over to Brohande, who voted against me.
Right. So there were people that said, no, he should not be able to get her now. There were some that said, yeah, that's fine. And then Brohande was the tiebreaker who said no. And, you know, as the commissioner, he said no. And then we bring it to the higher court.
Brohande also said that this would open up a can of worms going back with all kinds of picks.
Right.
Yeah, but I don't, if, you know, there's... I don't think that, again, I would like to state my case. I don't think that she became much more famous. I just think that you're more aware of her because of the American Idol thing. But I think that she still has the same million followers or whatever she had on TikTok, and that would qualify any other person to be listed as famous these days.
But before the American Idol story, the vote was against you. Now, after the American Idol story, now the vote was on your side.
And again, though, I say that is because you guys who were unfamiliar with her are now aware of her.
Right, but that's
the people that knew her before are like, oh, now she's on American Idol.
But that's literally the definition of becoming famous, is more people are aware of you.
Yeah, but that also could speak to your lack of interest in, you know, in her age group or something along those lines.
Right, it's outside your realm of knowledge, but once you become a household name or something, you're more famous. There's a lot of people who, you know, you and I knew who they were.
Well, you knew her name.
No, I still don't know her name, Mike. I'm not even kidding. It's Carly.
Claudia.
Claudia, okay.
At least you keep guessing
well,
the same
name. Well, if memory serves from last year and years prior, if we have precedent where you have a famous individual that has a relative, and then the
yes,
question was whether or not that relative would be able to be chosen. I know there was some, you know, selections, I think, of Donald Trump's brother,
yes,
who had passed. I think there was a conversation about John McCain's mom at one point in time. And what was the outcome? Didn't we allow those picks to be made because of the relationship of the family member?
Not the mom, but the brother.
Yeah, that was split because the mother, we said no, the brother was ruled yes, and that was ruled by you because it was a split.
Is this, okay, so there is precedence where you have now a family member or relative.
I'd like to point out that was not going back. It wasn't retroactive.
Yeah.
It was brought to you and the decision was made. It's not a decision was made and then went back and changed the decision.
This is like trying to reverse an initial decision.
Right.
Well, you know, there's also the other distinction in the sense that, you know, is this individual famous or is this individual a celebrity? You know, so you have someone that can be a celebrity for a short period of time based on an election or a campaign. Like, for example, a candidate might be a celebrity during a campaign, and then they lose, and then they no longer are relevant. They're no longer discussed, so they kind of fade away. You know, are they still a celebrity? Are they still famous? Is an interesting example. So you might have someone for a brief period of time in their life for whatever reason. Maybe they commit a crime. Now all of a sudden they have a celebrity status that's infamous in the sense that a crime is committed, and then all of a sudden the trial happens, you know, and either they're convicted or they're found not guilty, and then all of a sudden it's over, and you know, nobody talks about, you know, that particular individual anymore. So you have also that distinction that you have to consider: at what point in time in someone's life are they either deemed famous or a celebrity? And then you have to look at the precedents that we have here in the sense that, well, we've had family members in some instance, you know, qualify. And then now you have this individual apparently that's on a television show, ultimately now as the facts are presented before the court. So I think, are there any other arguments that want to be made?
Yeah, the big point of contention is that it's going back now. After the initial pick was turned down, now we are going back to open that box. That's the big point.
Yeah,
that's the big
point. That's habeas corpus. Bring back the body. That's what appellate courts do. They remand sometimes or reaffirm. You can reaffirm a decision of a lower court, or in this case, the commissioner of death, or they can remand it back to Brohande in the sense that, hey, no, you need to redo it again, or overturn it. That's exactly what appellate courts do.
Okay.
So is there any other arguments that want to be presented that we haven't discussed or me to consider? I want to make sure I don't leave anybody out that wants to tell me something. Because, again, I didn't hear this conversation yesterday or this week. I just been read in on it now, this morning.
I would say at the time the pick was initially attempted to be made, she was not as notable or in the news as much as she is now. So it's gradually changed
from January until now.
So
I disagree with that. Anybody who reads the news knows that she was in the news several times because of videotaping her mother. And it wasn't just on TikTok. I mean, that made it into national news that she was doing that.
But does that make her a celebrity?
Well,
she's famous.
I don't know if it's a smart pick or not. I don't know how old she is, or if she has any health conditions, or if you know Mike's digging outside the box that something might happen to this person. I don't know. But is there anybody that wants this individual? Is there a contestant of? Is there a fight over her?
Well, I feel like I should be able to get her as one of my original picks because I originally picked her. And I couldn't get her because these guys said she wasn't famous. But
since
now,
the status has changed since the original pick, it shouldn't be an original pick. It should be an emergency pick if we're going to allow him to get it. Because time has changed. New stories have changed others' opinions on her.
The stock
celebrity
has gone
status.
Up. The stock has gone up in the last month and a half.
Well, that's a separate argument. So I think before we get to what type of pick she is, we have to qualify her that she's a legitimate pick. So before we determine that, I just want to make sure, is there anything else before I make a ruling on whether or not she can be picked by Mike is either famous
yes.
or celebrity status?
Enough. I have one more thing I'd like to add, that I'm the godfather to your child.
Well played, Michael.
That's Joe's of jokes. I want the integrity of the game. I would much rather have an honest ruling than... favoritism.
Well, yes, and again, I would prefer next time if you guys don't tell me who's making the pick.
I thought I was pleading my case. I didn't know.
Mistrial. Mistrial.
Tainting the witness. That's what we were supposed to do, but somebody jumped the gun.
All right, I'll tell you what. To alleviate the arguing and the pressure, I would be willing... I'm curious to see what Dom's ruling would be, and then I would say that I would be willing to forego if he rules in my favor because I screwed up the thing, I let him know who it was, and two, because this is the first time this happened. This is an area that we've not been to before. So, what would have been your ruling, Dom?
Well, my ruling would be I would consider this individual to be qualified for a pick. However, because of the manner in which they were picked, I would suggest that she goes back on the board. And that any other member that wants to pick her would have an opportunity to, and then you guys can have a debate as to, well, does somebody else want her?
So you're saying that keep her as an if you wanted her, anybody can get her as an emergency pick. I don't have any hold to her because I wanted her as an original pick.
Correct. So the ruling would be she's eligible to be selected as either someone that is a famous or someone that is qualified as a celebrity at this point. In time, as we're talking February of 2021.
Okay.
So then she would go back on the board. And now, however, you guys, like, for example, you give Brohande the ruling, Brohande puts her back on the board, I don't know, say at noon. And then whoever wants her, using an emergency pick or however you guys do that, then she's eligible. Then it's a free-for-all. Then whoever gets her first, that she's been placed back on the board, then that's the fairest way to do it for everybody on the death pool, but that would be my ruling. She's eligible. She's got to go back on the board. Brohande picks a time to post it, and then everybody can go after her.
Listen, I got to be honest with you. I don't even think we have to do the free-for-all thing. If Mike wants her as an emergency pick, I say he totally gets her as an emergency pick, and under those guidelines, he'd have to remove two other picks from his list and then take her, and that's totally fine. Anybody have any disagreement with that?
No, sir.
No.
Nope.
Yeah, so if you want to do that, that's fine.
All right. Well, I will consult my team of consultants.
All right. Thank you, Dom. Appreciate it.
Okay. Well, you're very welcome, guys.
Love you,
that
Dom.
That wasn't too bad. Wasn't too contentious. Nobody yelled and screamed. I can see you guys on the Zoom. Nobody threw anything. I'm very proud of you guys at your professionalism and temperament this morning. I love you all.
Thank you, and we appreciate your wisdom and tutelage.
Okay, guys. Stay out of trouble. I'll talk to you later.
See you, buddy. All right. I think Dom made a very fair ruling. She is eligible, and if anybody wants to pick her, you can go pick her, and you guys say if I want her, I can get her. I'm going to consult my team and see if we choose to make that or if we pick her up as something else or if we just leave her out there.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I think she should have been on your list to begin with.
Hold on. I just got a text from a listener that said, I am screaming in my mind at the rest of the show that Entitled Brat was famous all last year with constant hashtag trends. And I think
your mom doesn't count.
My mom doesn't even know what a hashtag trend is.
Okay.
And I think that person is right. I think the problem is that you guys are not in the age group of the TikTokers.
But there's
that means anybody TikTok famous now is up for grabs as well.
Well, some of them are.
There are people that probably have three or four times the amount of traction on TikTok than she does.
David Dobrik famous?
Yes.
Is Charlie D'Amelio famous?
Yes.
And neither they've done the same thing.
But those are household names that they've been starred on. Jimmy Fallon.
My mother has no idea who David Dobrik is.
Do you remember when there was a huge argument about me picking up Derek Chauvin?
I still don't know who that is.
Yeah. Well, that's the guy who killed
George Floyd.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Now you know.
Okay. Well, I can't help it if I'm extra smart.
Yep. You know one thing,
John. So
hey, let me tell you about my thing.
He was a celebrity for a short amount of time, and then
he was a celebrity as a result of a news story, and should
just
have
like
been.
This.
Yes, I agree with that,
and I follow him on TikTok.
he does the best dances. I remember Tony was he's infamous. He's not famous, and then you said that you agreed with that and stuff. So there's, I mean, that's why we have this the way we have it and stuff. So if Mike wants to pick her up as an emergency pick, there she is. I think she's a terrible choice, and she's going to live into her 80s at least.
What?
She could have a bad, I don't know, something.
I think the fact that she's so in the public eye now, it makes her safer. So I don't think she's a good pick anymore.
Oh.
But I... But I think that she would. I would have stuck with her had I gotten her back then, because I think that she was on the brink of doing crazy.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.